Again, and welcome to the long-delayed, very first episode. Ignore the first that actually existed. That was episode zero. Episode one of Don't Tell Me That Awesome Hour of Awesome is the name of the podcast. I'm DMC.
I'm PP. And actually, I think the title of the podcast, there is some conflict.
Really?
Yeah, because the blog title says, please tell me that Awesome Hour of Awesome isn't a real name. And then the post we wrote, and the blog header is, please don't tell me Awesome Hour of Awesome is the name of the podcast. So, which one is
it? I don't think our podcast has a name, man.
Oh, that is true.
I think that literally it's just like whatever we happen to. The fact that we're usually intoxicated when referencing it hasn't helped at all, I'm sure.
That is true as well, but I'm sure no one cares about it.
Well, you were saying?
Oh yeah. So what are we going to talk about today?
We are going to talk about the Sentai that is Super, and perhaps a bit of Super Sentai.
Fuck yes, Sentai. Now, which one are you watching at the moment?
What I am watching at the moment is GoBusters, because it's the official Sentai series, and Akiba Ranger, because it isn't the official series, but it's still good.
Yes, Akiba Ranger just ended at episode 13. Pretty sad that it's ended so soon.
Well, maybe it might get renewed for a second season. I mean, it was pretty popular. I saw they made a, like, Zekun figure recently.
Yeah, and apparently they have a lot of sponsors as well. Like, late night. It's a late night show and they have a lot of sponsors, so I'm hoping that there will be a season 2 of Akiba Ranger. And maybe featuring more Rangers as well. That'd be nice. More unofficial Rangers.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, The three-member cast, it's just, it's very popular right now, but I'm not sure why. Like, what's so bad about having five Rangers? Like, maybe have another guy in the group. How about that?
Or maybe a three-person team is cheaper to start off, and if it gets more popular, they can add in more characters.
Save on costume expenses and wages.
Yeah. Goldbuster is surprisingly good. I mean, when I first saw it, I thought, nah, Goldbuster looks shit. But then now it's like, what, I think episode 20 or something?
Mm-hmm.
And it is looking to be really, really awesome.
Well, when I first saw it, I just had three words to describe it. It's Morphin time!
Oh, like, yeah.
What was with that? Like...
their morphing is quite lame, I find.
Let's driving!
Oh, but...
Like, I love it when he's just in the car and it says, let's driving! Like...
But they are moving more towards realistic Super Sentai where they show the actors wearing the costume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally when they transform, you don't see the actor's face anymore.
Yeah.
It's another person's body instead of the actor's body.
What I really wonder, though, is that, like, I mean, does that mean that the imported Power Rangers series aren't doing so well? Because I know after a point, like, they obviously realized that they were going to, like, export all these series, so that was a part of it. Like, it's easier to just integrate the footage if they don't have the actors' faces in there. Like, I mean, hell, wasn't the original, like, Yellow Ranger a dude, even though they made it a chick in the show?
Yeah.
In the American show? Yeah. Oh, man.
It's so weird watching the Japanese version of Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, which is...
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the guy, like, the fuck? Why is it a guy doing Yellow Ranger? Like, how does it work? Isn't yellow supposed to be a girl color?
Well... Yeah, I don't know. It's funny, though. It's hilarious, though. I remember one time this guy, he's an acquaintance. I wouldn't really call him a friend, but he comes in when me and another friend are hanging out, and he's like, oh, well, if isn't the Red Ranger and the Black Ranger, because my other friend's black, and, like, I've got red hair, and, yeah, I just said, excuse me, if anything, I am the Blue Ranger, because I am clearly the nerdy type. The Red Ranger, the leader, the generic hero type, that is definitely not me. If anything, you are the Red Ranger. And, yeah, I don't think he was prepared to get Power Rangers nerded on that hard.
Oh, yeah, the English version of Power Rangers, they portray the Red Ranger as very, very sporty, very athletic. Whereas the Japanese, they don't really do so. I mean, not always you get an athletic Red Ranger in... Like, in Die Ranger, the Red Ranger is actually a shop assistant in a restaurant, I think. It's a kitchen.
And then you get the Akiba Ranger, Red Ranger.
Yeah.
It's like a gigantic delusional loser, like...
Oh, man, I'm so tempted now to get a scarf and... do what I do, and hopefully someone will pick me up to be a delusional ranger.
Because that's completely how the real world works.
And the funny thing is about the Akiba Ranger show, I mean, spoilers ahead, but they realized that they were in a show,
mm-hmm.
and the actual enemy is the creator of Super Sentai. It's only funny if you actually like Super Sentai. Like, you get all the jokes in Akiba Ranger. That
Well,
sounds.
isn't that the whole point of the show? Just like it's a super Sentai, well, an unofficial Sentai, just for people who watched all the other ones, like.
Or unless you're watching it for the Aoi
Why would you do that, though?
I have no idea, but some people might just to watch Aoi Tan, and I'm surprised that the VA of the character in the anime, in the show is one of the characters in the show.
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
Who is
the Hakase, the one that gave them the Jumoso.
she? Really?
Yeah, she is the VA of Aoi Tan in the show.
I never knew that.
Yeah, because that's towards the end of the series where they start to reveal more or what the Red Ranger call it, sudden plot changes because of because they're gonna introduce new characters. And man, the things they do is if you're not a fan of Super Sentai, what they do is they try to explain what Super Sentai norm, they break it down to what they do normally. Like there's a indicator whereby the monster's gonna lose, or there's an indicator that the Sentai's gonna lose, and they lay out really right in your face to let you know that this is what's gonna happen.
Yeah, they aren't exactly subtle about anything.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, remember that bit where they're in like the costume shop and he's just like imagining the girls in like all these different costumes,
Oh
like.
man, I love that episode a lot. I think that episode was just purely for the fans, like give them different costumes, and
Yep.
which was your favorite the costume? I personally, mine is the one in the uniform, the most unrevealing ones. But
Nah.
one good thing about this show is they got a porn actress to be the enemy.
Oh, yeah. Except apparently she only did, like, softcore. Like, I was trying to find her and I couldn't find any materials from her apparent porn career. Seems like it was rather short-lived.
Well, I mean, they should. I think all Sentai shows should have a porn actress as the enemy.
You know, that actually might work, though. Oh,
It makes things so interesting.
But, honestly though, isn't there actually like a pretty prominent AV actress to Japanese TV show actress crossover? Like, I remember this one TV drama, Schmuckta Glory Days, where like every female actress used to do AV, like.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, every one of them. Like Sora Aoi was in that one.
She was in there, really?
Yeah, let me get the cast listing. I'm sure you'll recognize like everybody in it. Okay, Drama Wiki.
Actually, I'm not.
Love the internet.
I don't know whether should I feel proud to recognize all the actresses, or should I be disgusted by myself that I actually recognize all the actresses?
Well, you know Yuma Asami, I'm sure.
I don't know, I gotta see her face. The only name I know is Sora Aoi.
Well,
And
she's in it, like,
is Yu Aida in?
is what?
Yu Aida.
No, actually.
Oh.
There's Saki Seto, Rie Machiko, the one that just goes by Honoka, Asami Yuma. Haruna Yabuki, Minami Hashimoto, Aya Sugimoto, and Aoi Sora.
Wow,
Well, someone named Mari, whoever
even
the fuck that
the
is.
photo of this drama looks like a porn.
That's the show. It's not very good. I watched every episode of it, and no, it's not very good at all.
Really? Hmm. Should I watch it?
Depends. Like, how bored are you?
Not that bored, but there is Sora Aoi.
Yeah, Yeah, like, I mean, literally in this show, like, a running gag is that this one character, I can't remember who plays her, but, like, she'll just, like, her shirt will randomly just, like, fall off. Like, there's no reason for it. It's just gratuitous tits. Like, that's the kind of show it is.
Okay, then I'll watch it anyway.
It's a quality programming, assuredly.
Even the name of the title sounds really, really pornish. Glory Days.
Well, it was originally a fan service manga. It just got turned into a drama for some completely unknown reason. I think that it was just like some late night network wanted a title that would, you know, provide something unique that would draw people to their network. And so they thought, well, you know, HBO had all those shows in America that just, like, succeeded because of gratuitous nudity, like, Family Business or whatever that one was. Like, so they thought, oh, let's do that too. And probably didn't work.
There's too much tits in Japanese TV already anyway, so...
Really? I wouldn't know. Like, I don't really watch Japanese TV that isn't made for 12-year-olds.
I mean, they have so much late-night harem shows from the anime side, and they even
I was talking about live action, though.
Oh, they even have, like, dedicated porn TV channels.
We have that here.
Oh.
Do they not have that in Australia?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no TV anyway.
Okay. It's part of a premium cable package, and there's also, like, pay-per-view. Like, it's always this joke that, like, people go to hotel rooms and, like, order pay-per-view porn, but it just sounds depressing to me. Like, especially when there's free Wi-Fi in these places. I mean, come on.
Maybe they like to pretend that they are having sex with an actual person in a hotel.
By watching pay-per-view porno?
In a hotel.
How does that even work?
I don't know. I mean, I thought otaku is sad enough to not have a girlfriend, but for those who go to the hotel and masturbate to a porn in a hotel and you pay for it,
yep,
is beyond description.
I think you're pretty right there.
Anyway, I'm also watching this. I think this is one of the best Super Sentai ever, and it's called Chojin Sentai Jetman.
Jetman?
Yeah.
I mean, Jetman.
Jetman. I think I will put Jetman OP as our OP for this episode.
Well, that'll sound really weird when we're listening to it recorded, but okay.
No, as in like the starting of the podcast before we...
No, I mean, it'll be weird to have it begin and then hear us mention it in the podcast.
Nah, it's all right.
It's not like we're professional or anything.
No, we are Akiba Rangers. We realize that we are in a show.
And then in the iCatch sequence, there's the little Miku voice.
Yeah.
The podcast that doesn't have a proper name. La 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 la.
But when I watched the first episode of Jetman, I was really, really surprised by how dark and gritty the story is.
When's it from?
Oh, 91?
That makes sense. Like, I know that, like, Japan and the U.S. don't overlap completely, but, like, the early 90s and, like, American comic books and stuff was when everything was going, like, super dark. Like, did you ever see the Spider-Man from the early 90s?
The cartoon?
No, the comic books. I'm sorry, I'm nerdier than that.
I'm not sure. When I was during the 90s, I was more exposed to the cartoon side of Marvel rather than the comic world.
Okay. Well, basically that's when they gave it to Todd McFarlane, and that's when, like, Venom came in, and, like, the whole thing was Spider-Man was going all extreme, like, everything was darker, Spider-Man more, like, spider-like and animalistic instead of, like, being mostly human, like, and he also had really big, like, they made the spider suit's eyes a whole lot bigger, which, the hilarious thing was that then Todd McFarlane, the artist, left Marvel, and when he made his Spawn character, Spawn had the big white eyes, and it's just like, he basically just reused his Spider-Man design and called it a new character.
Oh, that means the cartoon I watched is the dark version. Because there's already Venom in the story as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the cartoon used a lot of stuff that he originally put in it. I think the reason he left Marvel, though, was that they weren't paying him enough.
Oh, man. Marvel is so fucked up. I mean, back in the days. But nowadays, they have... I think the movie earns so much for them. You know, especially...
So they don't even have to make comics anymore? Like.
Yeah, I mean, they already have, like, what? 50 years of fandom.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're making the movie to appeal to all those who were kids before, and now everyone has the money to pay for a $20 ticket to watch the thing in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still don't anyway, but
I saw it, but I didn't see it in 3D because I heard that it wasn't filmed in 3D, and it's like, I figure if I see a movie in 3D, it's going to be one that was filmed in 3D, because otherwise it's just like, you know, paper cutouts kind of thing.
Yeah.
Although my sister saw it in 3D and said it was good, so I don't know.
I think your sister had no idea what 3D is supposed to be, because I watch it in 3D, and I think it's a complete waste of money for The Amazing Spider-Man. In fact,
I'm talking about The Avengers. I never saw that Amazing Spider-Man.
Ah, okay. But I watch it in 3D, and it is a complete waste of money. Seriously, like, because normally when you watch 3D, there's this depth feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But the Spider-Man 3D doesn't even have... I think all 3D shows that uses the passive glass has this problem whereby you cannot see the depth as much as the active glasses.
Well, the thing is that a lot of these things are just, like, shot in 2D because it's cheaper, and then they just, like, convert it. Whereas something like, I think it was, like Tron Legacy, that movie I saw in 3D, and that one was actually filmed in 3D, and that was fucking amazing. I only liked the movie because it was shot in 3D. Like, other than the 3D effects, there was, like, nothing worthwhile about the movie. It was just, like, shittily written, badly acted, and, like, a complete rehash of the first movie, except everything's lamer. But it was in awesome 3D, so it was so cool to watch.
I don't know. I didn't like Tron Legacy as well. I mean, I did not watch Tron before, but I expected Tron to be... Yeah, I haven't watched it before.
Have you seen it now?
No.
You should watch Tron, man. Tron rules.
I don't know. Awesome. Is it on YouTube? Because I stumbled upon a dark side of YouTube where they have full-length movies uploaded by users. And have you watched The Wizard before?
Well, that's funny, because, like, I mean, for me... I have such a problem watching, like, TV shows or anything. Like, I mean, a full season of a TV show takes so long for me to get through. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I'll just watch, like, a movie series. It's like a trilogy, and each movie is 2 hours. So that's 6 hours, which is, like, the same as 12 episodes of, like, half-hour episodes. But, oh, movies go by just fine, but I can't watch the same TV show. It's weird. Which is why, like, Sentai shows present such a problem, because you've got, like, 52 or whatever episodes, and it's just like, oh, my God, this is going to take forever.
Yeah, sometimes I fast-forward. I fast-forward in Sentai shows.
The best part, though, is, like, when they do, like, Ultraman always does, where they have these, like, anthology movies where it's just, like, all the filler cut out, just all the important plot points in 2 hours.
Oh, like, yeah. I like that as well.
Oh, it's just, it's so convenient. It's the digest version. You get all the highlights without the crappy filler in between. Like, I watched, it was Ultraman Mebius and Ultraman Brothers, whatever that movie was. And, like, Ultraman Mebius is garbage, but when you just take the highlights, it's not bad.
Yeah, I didn't like the new, the current Ultraman, like.
When was the last good Ultraman? Sometime in the early 90s, probably.
Oh.
It's Tiga.
Yeah, Tiga was a good one. I like it a lot.
Yeah, when was that? Like,
mid-90s? Yeah. And that was when, I think, they were V6 or were they SMAP? Either one of those bands when they were in the early days of popularity.
Yeah. Man, that Johnny's Entertainment agency, they're just, like, all over everything.
Oh, but these days, I haven't really heard much about Ultraman. Like, are they Subbers doing Ultraman?
I think so. I just don't think it's very popular because, like, I mean, everyone wants the shows that haven't kind of, like, seen their glory days long past.
Mm, true. Oh, but it also takes, like, forever for Subbers to do Sentai shows or Kamen Rider. At least the new ones is not too bad, you know. But the old ones takes forever.
Well, I mean, you gotta consider that these people aren't being paid. Like,
oh,
they're
yeah.
just doing it out of love and fandom. And, like, I mean, that's impressive and amazing. And my heart goes out to them. But at the same time, you're totally right. They take fucking forever.
No, I'm just pissed off that I cannot get the Raw easily. You know, I'm at the point whereby I know enough Japanese to not need subs anymore.
But, really?
Yeah, it helps that when they have conversation that I have subs, but most of the time when they're doing action and then the things they say, it's pretty much predictable, like,
die, monster!
Yeah, fuck you all, you know, eat my fist.
Well, I mean, honestly, in these shows, does the plot really matter that much? Like, do you really need to know why the evil monster is attacking? And you don't need to know why they're attacking the evil monster that's attacking, because they're the fucking Sentai Rangers. Like, that's just what they do.
Oh, but you should know about the, I think it was Lifeman, which I'm also watching at the moment. Lifeman, what is it called? Choji.
Oh, yeah, I downloaded that one.
Choji Sentai. There you go. Lifeman.
I haven't actually watched it yet, but I have downloaded it.
Lifeman, one good thing about Lifeman is they started the story with, you know, UN, I don't know, at that time, the 80s and the 90s, UN is such a big hoo-ha, like, you know, everyone, the Japanese regard the UN as, like, a superpower of the world. But anyway, so they talk about this island called Academia Island, whereby they're all elite genius students from all across the world. And the three of them, which is Lifeman, their project is to create a suit powerful enough for space exploration. Mm-hmm. But then, they have three friends who realize this Academia Island is bullshit, so they decided to join the evil side where the bad guy is already in space with his technology and shit, and so they went to space, and I think after a few years later they came back down, and they were monster fight already, and yeah, and the three Lifeman, the three rangers already perfected the suit, and they transform into Lifeman, and that was when they started fighting. And this is only episode 1 whereby they kill off quite a number of people, and even when they launched a spaceship to space, that killed a lot of people as well. There were a lot of killing in this Life Man show, which is very, very rare for a Super Sentai.
Late 80s, early 90s, everything was trying to go dark. I mean, like, if you look in the realm of anime, for example, that's when you got, Victory Gundam and Neon Genesis Evangelion, like, stuff like that. Just the super robot shows were kind of going by the wayside. It was all about these dark, gritty shows where, like, people die and have angst, and like there's random religious symbolism that never makes any sense whatsoever.
Just to make the show look better, they have random stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I'm really surprised at. I mean, you may say that Super Sentai plot is lame or predictable, but they do have some good stuff now and then. I mean, for a kid show, it is good.
I don't know. I mean, predictable maybe, but it's entertainment. I mean, other than being entertaining, what does he even have to do?
Oh, that's true. That is true. Oh, but I think if you like to watch, if you haven't watched Super Sentai before in your life, but if you like to watch wrestling shows, like WWE, you will want to watch Super Sentai and Kamen Rider and Ultraman, because basically they're just wrestling.
I think Ultraman more so than the others, like especially when you go back to the shows from the 60s where like they didn't have any money for special effects whatsoever, so it's literally just like two guys in rubber suits beating each other up, like you're basically watching wrestling right there.
Yeah, the Ultraman. But I don't. Ultraman, there's a lot of moves that they use in the wrestling. Like they do suplex.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when they do suplex on a giant monster, like the rubber suit. You can see the guy's a rubber suit when they grip on him.
Yep.
And he has a. What was it? Which was that? I think all the old Ultraman, they will do suplex every episode at least once.
Well, I mean, it's just like it's the big attention-grabbing move.
Oh, but even though these days you have animation, but I still prefer the old days where they do wrestling moves.
Well, there's just a kind of charm to it, and that's actually one thing that I really liked about Akiba Ranger. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's made out about how, it's so referential with, the constant references and throwbacks to other shows. And, I mean, that is very prominent. But the one thing I noticed is that with it being so referential, there was also a decidedly old-school flavor to the fights. Like, they use a lot less CG and a lot more of, like, the actual stunts like there used to be, and found that gave it a really nice kind of like old school feel, and that's actually what I like most about the show.
Same. They do a lot of Showa era reference on top of the Heisei era.
Mm-hmm.
Which I personally
Showa era was better. Let's just like get that out in the open, like sorry Heisei.
No, Showa is more manly than Heisei era, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, the Showa era, that's all, like, Japan getting completely decimated and then rebuilt into the world's number two superpower. Like, I mean, of course it's going to be more manly.
Yeah, I miss the days of Showa shows, though. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Gone are the days whereby you don't have to be a little girl anymore. Like back in the days, there's no option to be little girl. Whereas these days, it's too easy to be little girl.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Another thing is though, is that like I mean, shows back then they were just like they were badass and manly without trying too hard.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Nowadays, things, like, they just go so far over the top, like Mazen Kaiser SKL, or, let's be honest here, Gurren Lagann. Like, I mean, yes, those shows are awesome, but they're awesome while you can tell every second of it that they're trying to be awesome.
Mm.
Whereas those shows, they just were. Like Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones. Like, I mean, the best part about Indiana Jones was how he was such a badass, because you could tell he didn't give a quarter of a fuck. Like, he just punched Nazis and robbed tombs, because that's just what he did. It wasn't because he was trying to be cool.
And his fucking whip.
Oh, man, I know.
I have no idea how he can use a whip like Batman, you know. Just using
it's because he's Indiana fucking Jones.
And his head never gets out of place.
Oh man, he's just badass, that's why.
I don't think there's a lot of people in this world that can pull off the head look. Like, I tried to have heads before my life, but I just look silly and stupid.
Oh, I know. Like, I mean, I tried to wear some like that, and I just saw myself in the mirror, put it right back on the shelf.
Oh, but one of my things to do in life is one day, if ever I get the courage to ride a motorbike or to get a motorbike license, I will want to get a Kamen Rider suit.
Well, I mean, if you actually can afford a motorcycle, you're probably pretty loaded, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Yeah, and I want my motorcycle to look like one of those Kamen Rider motorbike.
Which generation?
Oh, this is a very hard one. Maybe maybe black.
Oh yeah?
Kamen Rider black.
That's a pretty good one.
I know, actually no. No, not black. I think Deckard will be the most comfortable bike, because his bike is kind of like those Harley bikes where you can sit down and relax. It is not a race bike or a scrambler. It's more like a cruising bike, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think practically wise, the Arcade would be the most comfortable for a daily use bike. But
yeah, but I mean, you're not buying a motorcycle because it's a practical mode of transportation. Like,
that is true. Yeah, I think I'll go with Black RX.
Alright.
Yeah, I think that's the one I would go for.
Me, I've always got to be classic. I would stay with the very first one.
Oh, yeah. But I prefer the remake of the first, where they redo the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually looks better than the first.
Oh, well, of course it looks better, but I mean,
but it looks
the first one's classic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like with Transformers. I mean, the original Optimus Prime is a crap toy. It has, like, no articulation whatsoever. It's got weird, overlong arms. Its legs can't move, and they're, like, fastened together, so, like, they can't even move individually, so you cannot pretend that it can walk. But at the same time, it's original Optimus Prime. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's true. But for kids these days to like Kamen Rider, they cannot start from Showa era. It's impossible. Because they no longer have the days where there's actual men.
Well, like,
manly men. They have to start with something in Heisei. Even the early Heisei Kamen Rider is too manly for them. They have to start with the current one, which is Forza. Forza is really, really kiddie.
Well, yeah, it's just made to it's tailored to a generation that grew up on Johnny's Groups and AKB48. Like,
oh, AKB48. I mean, I like the band, but I don't like it.
Have you ever seen there was this great post on Alfalfa News where somebody literally compiled for this last week all the Japanese magazines that had AKB48 members on the cover. I think there were at least 12 of them for this last week alone.
Oh, is there a link to it?
Well, I mean, I saw it posted on Twitter, so like I can find it. It's just going to be hard.
That'd be awesome to take a look at.
All right. I'll find it for you. Excuse me. Fuck.
Must be the beer?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, what beer are you drinking at the moment?
Lucky Force 8, my friend.
Is it like a cheap beer or what?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, okay, it's not cheap by Australian standards, because Lord knows you guys' standards are so low, but it's like $6.18 Canadian for a 4-pack.
That's cheap. Beer here is expensive, man. It's fucking...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
ためなら激しさを惜しまない日のさ愛する子の星生まれた君たちを悲しみに染めたくないから I want